Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April 17, 2024. Distractions. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by smooth saying. The same fall of Paul in us, and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. Acts chapter 16. Verse 16 through verse 18. Today's morsel. In today's world, the enemy is using many distractions to get us off track from accomplishing God's purpose in our lives. Things such as political division, murder, suicide, discouragement, stress, sickness, and attacks on churches and religion. These are all disruptions to take our focus off God. The woman in today's passage was correct. Paul and his companions were there for one purpose, and that was to make Jesus known and to bring salvation to the people. But her actions and daily proclamations proved to be only entertainment and a show to disrupt God's purpose and plan, and to make the people think that it was all a joke. Paul recognized the enemy's goal and cast him out of her, thus creating more disruption in the city, which caused them much hurt. They were beaten and cast into prison, but God's purpose was still done. As Christians, we ought not to think that distraction will not come. As Simon Peter admonished, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 4. He continues, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Through verse 13. Jude admonished, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Jude, verses 3 and verse 4. He continues, "And yet Micah the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke thee.'" Jude, verse 9. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouths speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantages. "But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you, 'There shall be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Jude verse 16 through verse 23. Stay focused, as the enemy of your soul is out as a roaring lion, not only to seek whom he may devour, but also to distract you from God's purpose in your life. Sing this song with me today. I'm gonna make it. He's already said that I would. I'll keep on trusting, because I know he's working all things for my good. He goes before me, and heaven is in my view, and I'm gonna make it through. Thought for today. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32.